Hi, I'm Rich.
And I'm Jimmy.
And you're listening to Rich and Jimmy
Watch a Film.
Welcome back to Rich and Jimmy Watch a Film. We are back, as you can tell, because you've most probably got us in your ears right now. I am Rich.
And I'm Jimmy.
And if you haven't listened to us before, we watch films and talk about films.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, fairly saturated market, I know. But we used to eat dinner and watch a film and record it. But we're not doing that anymore because we're lazy. So you can just have us waffling on about the film.
I think the waffle has always been the thing that people really wanted to get to. So we're streamlining that for them. I think, you know, it's for you really more than us.
And we're not going to edit anything out now.
Yes.
Whereas before, we'd edit a lot.
I mean, you were normally dealing with, a plus 3 hour lump of audio that you then had to try and find, 30 to 40 minutes of good stuff in.
Whereas now, whatever we say, you will hear.
That's just gone straight in. It's gone straight in. Well, unless there's something really horrific and then you'll hear like a foghorn or something. We'll come up with some sort of funny thing to put over the top of it. Or something, that could, get us sued. We'll cover that up. But yeah, otherwise,
I don't mind being sued.
Yeah. I mean, come and take what you want. I've got 2 cans of Heineken in the fridge. You can have them.
Oh, you're so kind. So, we are watching a Star Wars film tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called An Empire Strikes Back or The Empire Strikes Back?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Now, as if you've listened to the previous Star Wars episode that we did, you'll know that I am not a very big Star Wars fan. Not that I don't like it, I just never really got into it. Whereas Jimmy quite often will make little models and loves a little bit of Star Wars.
Yeah, man. Big fan. Lego especially as well. Lego Star Wars is awesome. And this is my favourite film out of the original three, I'd say. Empire Strikes Back is my top pick.
Is this a snow one?
Yeah.
So this hasn't got the little bears in it?
No, it doesn't. No. Little bears will be next time, mate. So, I mean, we'll have to do all three to round it out at some point. But for now...
Do you know, I was sat at lunch today and I was saying about how we were watching this tonight. And I made the joke about the little bears thing and then realised I actually didn't know what they were called.
Ewoks.
Yeah. Oh, we realised that because someone was like, you call them little bears. And I was like, yeah, it's because I don't know. But they are cute and they're... I bet it was hot in that costume. Anyway, we're talking about little bears.
Yeah, it must have been horrible. And they would have been kids as well. Like, that would have been a long old day for them.
See, there's a good example of what we would normally cut out. But now you have the pleasure of hearing it. Right, so, Jimmy, tell me about it. What's it all about?
Mate, it is the sequel to the original A New Hope from 1977. It just picks straight up from there. The Rebel Alliance is still fighting the Empire, old Darth Vader, the big boy in the big suit. And basically, mate, it's just the little adventures and scrapes that they're going to be getting up to. But
those crazy kids.
What are they like? Your bloody Hans and your Leia's, and Leia kisses her brother on the mouth. There's all kinds of stuff in it.
Oh, is this the one where the stormtrooper bangs its head?
No, we've done that already. But we were blackout drunk when we did that. So, not to give anything away, but this does have one of the best plot twists in all of cinema at the end.
I think it's okay to...
We can probably spoil it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about the I Am Your Dad.
I Am Your... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry to spoil this, 44-year-old film?
Wow, 50? Is it 44?
1980. What's that?
Well, I was born in 1981 and I'm 43.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's good maths.
Yeah,
44. Wow, that's...
So I think we can spoil this. I think there's no harm in saying that, yes, he is Luke Skywalker's dad.
Do you know what? I think I might spoil it for you. There's a good chance I may lose interest halfway through. Fucking Star Wars.
Oh, no, it's good stuff, man. It's really good stuff.
Yeah. Well, Rob, I apologise now. We've got a friend called Rob who, if you've listened to our previous Star Wars episode, you will have heard us talk about him, and he gets quite cross with us. Well, I think he gets cross with me because I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, but there was a couple of things I said on the last episode as well. We did A New Hope that... Next time I caught up with him over a beer, he was very much like, Ryan, I need to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
You said this bullshit and then published it. What the fuck?
We used to have a WhatsApp group with him. Is it still going or did he leave it after that?
It's still going and it's probably going to, I'm sure that there will be some chat in there when this drops.
So Rob, please send us a message to tell us whether you think we've done it justice or not. So we are going to watch that tonight, and I am quite excited because I used to adore the films when I was little. I had all the toys, so you know I may joke about it, but they are very important films in the, would you say, like the lore of cinematography.
Oh, definitely, super important. You know, for special effects and also as well with this one. It's really dark compared to the first one and also Return of the Jedi. Like, you know, it ends on a very sour note where the Empire seemed to have won. There's a cliffhanger that leads you into the next one. That was quite revolutionary, I think, at the time when that came out, to have these movies where the good guys don't win. And, you know, setting up that next part of the franchise. And when it came out, it had pretty mixed reviews because, like, strictly for that reason, that it was a bit of a downer. But retroactively, people have looked back and have reassessed it and have sort of agreed that it's probably the best one out of the franchise and one of the best films of all time for those sorts of reasons.
Well, I mean, that's quite a high accolade, isn't it?
One
of the greatest films of all time.
Yeah. I mean, but it is so iconic with the, you know, I Am Your Father is one of the most iconic lines of all time. Like,
I wish it was parodied. Dad. Can you imagine?
Luke, I am your dad.
Your dad. In David Prowse's voice. I am your dad. Oi.
I wonder if he plays the body double in this again, after the first one or not. Maybe we might look into that in between takes. Mm-hmm. That would be good to know, because if he's back on set going around with his West Country accent, that's going to make it very funny to watch.
Yeah, they should have recorded his voice. I would have loved to have seen that. I saw something very funny Star Wars related, which there was a video with a man and they'd left a lightsaber in a multi-story car park and he goes to pick it up, because obviously you do. If you saw a lightsaber on the floor, you pick it up.
Of course.
And as he's done that, R2-D2's come around the corner, like a proper film like replica has come round, and he's like, what's going on? He's holding this lightsaber. And then two stormtroopers come around the corner. And then a guy dressed as a Jedi comes round to take back his lightsaber. And then someone dressed as Darth Vader comes round the corner. And the Jedi goes, no, you're all right, mate. And runs off, leaving this guy stood in the car park about to fight Darth Vader. It was absolutely brilliant because all the costumes were so perfect.
Yeah.
It wasn't like mucking about. And I have to say, I enjoyed that more than A New Hope.
So what did he do? What did the guy do? Did he bolt as well? Did he take a swing?
It kind of stopped.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Can you imagine? Like, if adrenaline had kicked in and then he started beating the shit out of them, like, it would have been... It was obviously just a little joke.
Yeah. No, I would have liked if the guy struck the pose, just like, now, come on, let's do this.
Yo, she bitch, let's go.
Oh, that's amazing. I saw our good buddy, friend of the show, Greg Sestero from The Room, famous as being in The Room. He was over in Disneyland at the big galaxy part of it, you know, like the big Star Wars part of Disneyland.
It's quite far, far away though, isn't it?
From us at the minute, yeah. Yeah, it is actually, yeah. Fuck, it looks awesome though.
Yeah.
God, it looks cool, man. I like really, really cool. Little cantina bars and everything set up in there.
If they got that little tune playing,
they'd have to. Dude, all. If it's anything else except that on repeat, I'd be really upset.
Imagine if you worked
there. Dude, the worst. Like, you would be praying to, like, work in retail at fucking Christmas with, like, Mariah Carey.
Oh, what's that beat?
Oh, that's the wrap it up sound.
Oh, it's subtle. Oh, so we've run out of time now. I was enjoying that.
Yeah, that was a good little bit of patter. But
I was going to say, is that us watching the film now?
Yeah. So that is the good thing. As sad as it is that we wrap up this little chat now, that does mean that we get to stick the film on.
Brilliant. Well, okay. Well, we'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Rich said before, if you've listened to the shows before, normally there would be us just talking shite over the top of the film. We're getting done with that because it's just such a pain in the ass to edit, and we'll have all the stuff at the end of it instead.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants, changing up what you love.
A change is as good as a rest.
The possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may take Captain Solo to Jabba the Hutt after I have Skywalker.
He's no good to me dead.
He will not be permanently damaged.
I'm not afraid.
You will be. You will be.
The Force is strong with him. The son of Skywalker must not become a Jedi.
And you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Who's scruffy-looking?
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi yet.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No! Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
I love you.
I know.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Two hours. That was longer than what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like, I always thought in my head it was like hour and a half, hour 40.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I just think that I really got into it, and then I went back out of it because I think they could have cut a bit out of it.
Yeah,
So we're being so vague.
By the way, we're back in the room. We're done now.
And we've watched the film.
Yeah, we've watched the film. We're back in the room. No, I feel the same way that maybe some stuff could have been cut. But then I think when I try and think of like what you would cut out, there's nothing like that pops to mind. Because there's a lot going on. There's like the big battle at the start. Then you've got the two storylines running side by side with like Han, Leia and everyone trying to get away. Going to... Cloud City and everything, meeting up with Billy Dee Williams, and then you've got Luke going off on his own, going to meet Yoda, trying to train, and then Darth Vader's on the hunt for everyone as well. So there's a lot going on. You've got like ABC storylines sort of happening. So yeah, I don't know where you would cut the bits out, but it is good though. Like, I'm not saying it's bad, it's fucking great.
I would definitely cut Yoda out of it because I thought he looked stupid. He just looked like someone had driven over a frog.
Well, I mean, yeah, so you did mention that when we, like, when he is on the planet with, what is it, the Dagobah system, when he's there with Yoda.
So technical. Just go on the
big planet with the big lizards and the snakes. So that was it, when there was all the lizards and the snakes, and I sort of mentioned when we were watching it, oh, God, they're trying to make it look exotic, aren't they? Like, putting all these real-life animals in. And you made the point of, yeah, and doesn't it make him look like a used condom? Wow.
I think the problem is it just highlighted how bad, like, he just looked like a squished ball. Like, as if you'd put a little slit in its mouth and were just going... Mur, 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 mur. But it was Frank Oz. We spotted that he sounds just like Fozzie Bear, but with a slightly drunk Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that when you pointed that out. Like, I'd never heard that. That was amazing.
But I think genuinely... It's a good film.
Yeah, and like, and Yoda still looks good. Like, he's got an expression, like a very expressional face.
Good.
And I think he does, man. Like, all those things like were never meant to be seen in 4K Ultra HD.
Well, I think that puppet should never have been seen. Jimmy loves Yoda.
I Yodore or him. I don't know. I was trying to make that adore him. Didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Didn't even come close to working.
I don't know how these films have managed to become such cult films, though. I guess they're groundbreaking when they first came out. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah,
Whereas now we're spoilt with films that blow your mind with special effects and storylines and everything. I think if it's one of those things where if that film came out now, people would be like, what?
Yeah, it would have a much bigger scope and a scale to it, which I think you could definitely say they did with the newer ones, including, you know, your prequel trilogy and then the other three that Disney did. The scope and everything of those is a lot bigger than those. Like, they are much simpler in terms of the scope and everything of them. But that I still think it's a brilliant film. Like, it's simple, but it is really, really good and effective. And like the whole thing with like Luke's journey, like there's the nice little sort of thing where you see him, you know, trying to get he's trying to get his. That's the shower head leaking. That's just, yeah, sorry, there's some water just running out of the shower head, just out the line.
Wow.
Sound like someone pissing.
With this new thing about us not editing, you are getting behind the scenes. This is the exciting life that we lead. Jimmy will talk about Star Wars for ages, and his shower gets so bored it decides to have a little wee. These films do get better, though, don't they? Like, I've only seen one, which is a new one, and it's got a very good character in it called Jar Jar Binks. And I think, you know, as a fan of Star Wars, yep. I think I speak for most Star Wars fans when I say that the franchise really took off when they brought in that character.
It's the high watermark. The high watermark.
I know Rob will agree.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Anyone, I mean, yeah, I'll back you up 100% there. That's the pinnacle of the series.
Is that Attack of the Clones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Yeah, see? I've got the t-shirt. I have. Big fan.
That's episode 8, Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, well, there you go. So much to talk about with Empire Strikes Back. We've jumped onto a totally different film.
So, no, it's for me, I think that's the series' high watermark. Like, legitimately, I think that movie is the best one out of all of them. It's my favourite. Like, nostalgically, it's my favourite, but I also just think it's the best one.
There's a lot of different types of stormtroopers, isn't there? I noticed that. There's the ones with ghosts on their heads. You see the ones that look like they've got ghosts. There's your standard one.
Yeah.
And then the ones that I like the most are the ones that appear in the next film that ride the scooters through the forest.
Yeah.
And the kind of angular square heads.
The visors on them, yeah,
they
yeah.
look so cool.
The ones that, when you were saying with the ones with the ghosts on their heads, they're the ones on the Hoth planet, aren't they? Like in the snow. They're the ones on the snow planet, aren't they? With the big flowing bits coming off the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They Hoth, are.
The Hoth planet.
Hoth.
As in... Hasselhoff.
Dustin Hoffman.
We must go down to the Hoffman. Edit. It's really hard not being able to edit stuff out because you're very aware when you sound like a complete goon.
if it was going to be like the Hoff, like David Hasselhoff, the planet, then like it would be amazing if they shot that whole sequence in slow motion with like the fucking 90s rock guitar. Just
the Millennium Falcon pulling up and him going, come jump in my car.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, I did enjoy it. I did.
It's yeah, no, like I say, for me, it's my favorite. And like Boba Fett, man, like he's in that a lot less than what I remember. I thought he had a much bigger part to play in that, but the little bit that he is in there, he's fucking awesome. Like he's the coolest character out of any of the Star Wars films or TV series. He is the fucking man.
There's a lot of scope for ugly people to be cast in that, though, isn't there? Because
oh, definitely.
So many characters where you just don't know who they are.
Yeah, yeah, just under a hood.
What's nice is you could be in that film and be an absolute superstar and people just wouldn't know, and you could just keep your identity. A bit like Slipknot.
Well, they did it with Daniel Craig in Force Awakens.
The one that doesn't he kill Rey or something? He comes in and gives her an injection.
Yeah, yeah, and he's the one under the hood, yeah, with his voice. Yeah, bits. Look at you go, man.
Yeah, I know. Secretly, I'm a massive Star Wars fan. I only do this for fun, just to take the mickey. No, I do like Star Wars. I'm mean to it because I know how it can... how people can get a bit cross if someone's mean. I do the same thing when people are mean about Ghostbusters. I go like, "Oh no, it's the best films ever made." Yeah, it's just because I enjoy Star Wars. I'm nostalgic about Star Wars, but it's more fun to wind people up about Star Wars.
Definitely,
it's like
definitely.
Religion, isn't it? It's like religion. There's no God.
Well, Jedi is a religion now. You can put it down on a lot of forms now.
I mean, that's just silly, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Actually, I think Rob is. I think he puts that down as his religion.
I take it back. Please don't kill me with your lightsaber. I used to think they were called lightsabers. And I couldn't understand why it was had saber in it when they were weapons. And then I found out, then I became a fencing instructor and found out it's called saber. So there you go.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Imagine if they were lifesavers and it's just like the little pack of just like lollies.
Why is a lifesaver a lolly?
Did you guys, do you guys not have those lollies over here?
Well, judging by my reaction,
I guess like, not. No. Yeah. No, they're like, there's like these little lollies you can get called lifesavers. They come in a tube like Mentos. And they just look like little life boys.
Do you mean Mentos?
Mentos.
You call them Mentos?
Yeah.
Oh, there where they go.
But they're like little life-saving, you know, like the little life boys you throw to someone if they're in like in water. Nice. They're shaped like that, and then they're all different, like wine gums. They're all different flavors, but they're like hard. They're hard candies.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Another little behind-the-scenes snippet there for you. while you were talking about that, I was thinking about the fact that there is a link between the Hoth planet and a lifesaver, because he was a lifeguard, and I was thinking of like...
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, it's come full circle.
It has. Look at that. It's like absolute chef's kiss.
Someone has to have done an edit, surely, on YouTube of where they've like put Baywatch into that.
I mean,
the planet David Hasselhoff. We can't be the first ones who have thought of that.
I bet we're not. We'll Google it after this.
Yeah, we've got to.
We can't Google during this now because there's no title. It'll just be dead air.
Just listen to someone else trying to like someone else trying to stall for time.
Do you know one thing that we did enjoy in that film was the way that the stormtroopers stand looks very sassy, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. So yeah, when Han's getting frozen in the carbonite, there's two stormtroopers sort of standing guard, and they've got like the hands on the hip, sort of, you know.
You can't see it, but Jimmy is doing it right
now. Yeah, well, you can on the camera if you watch on YouTube. Yeah, and they've got it, like, popped out, the leg sort of out to the side. Yeah, it's super sassy the way they're like, we finally got you.
There was a few bits in it which I did think just looked so silly. That being one of them. And we also mentioned, and I think we need to mention it because it's such a good idea, if you were the costume designer of those stormtroopers, just to have one stormtrooper with an absolutely huge codpiece.
Yeah, just this huge donger just getting around.
just turning over. When he turns around to look, he knocks R2-D2 over.
and just have him in the background as well, like not anything at the forefront, just so that when you notice it, just be like, did that stormtrooper just have a huge cock on
it? Is he pointing at me? Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to rush to see the next one.
No, we'll hold it off for another season or two.
Yeah, I think when we come back to this after giving up on it again, we'll always start off with a Star Wars. So we can give up 8 times. Is that how many films there are?
9, I think, are the main ones, yeah. It's 3, 3, and 3, yeah.
So The Mandalorian is Boba Fett running around with Baby Yoda.
No, so The Mandalorian is... The Mandalorian are the people that... it's like the culture that... Boba Fett comes from, so they wear the helmets like that, and you get sworn into this sacred order as a child, and then you're never allowed to take the helmet off. So even you are, but no one can see your face. So like when you go to eat, they all go off into different places to remove their helmet to eat.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So they're super serious. But then so it's a different guy, and he's always just called the Mandalore. But Boba Fett. Well, if people haven't seen it, I won't say it. I won't say it.
Go on, say a massive spoiler now, and we'll put a funny sound effect.
And we can put a funny sound effect. Nice.
Just say one word that spoils it for everyone.
Well, I'll say a couple. Boba Fett comes back. Turns out he's not dead.
That's a huge.
So he dies in the next one. In the next film.
That is a big spoiler.
It's a huge spoiler. So he comes back.
We are going to have to bleep that, aren't we? I'm going to find some appropriate like sound effect, like lightsaber.
There you go. Just use that.
Or lightsaber. Yummy candy.
I'm going back to Oz in September, so I'll grab some and bring it back for you.
Yes, please.
I mean, I'm sure I'll remember that in 10 months' time.
And some Tim Tams.
Mate, I'll bring a shit ton of Tim Tams back.
They are incredible. When you bite the corners and suck your teeth through them, and they just go all squidgy.
I tried doing it
with a penguin. Have you ever heard of a penguin?
Oh, yeah. They're pale imitation, mate. Pale imitation.
Well, they're fantastic. I didn't say bad things about your biscuits.
Because they're the fucking ones, mate. The penguin aspires to be the Tim Tam.
Well, okay. I have to say, having grown up with a penguin, do you get jokes on a Tim?
No, that's, all right, so I will give you that. That is my one concession always with this conversation, is that the penguins have the jokes. I'll give you that.
I think they started giving out facts as well, which is, when you're in the playground, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Mate, we need them to start doing, like, movie facts on, because then we can, like, have them while we're doing the show and be, like, reading the movie facts out.
Or we could just eat penguins.
Or we could just get penguins, I suppose.
I mean, we had a McDonald's and that hasn't got any movie facts on it, has it? It was just a tasty burger. Cold.
Oh, no, it's, I mean, it's fucking poison, but God, it's good stuff.
We were a little bit off track now, aren't
we? We were talking about Star Wars. We should be talking about Star Wars, I mean.
The reason we both laughed is because Jimmy's just phone has just lit up, and it's a photo of Hagrid naked in bed as his screensaver.
With the sword and hat over his junk.
Great. There we go. Empire Strikes Back.
It's a good man. I think it's the best one. The stories are all nice. Like the progression for Luke's thing as well. Like he's the main bit of it, but his whole arc over it all of being, you know, from the start where he can't get his lightsaber out the snow, when he's being held captive by the Big Yeti, and then when he's with Yoda, and Yoda's like trying to teach him different things. He's getting stronger and stronger. You can see it coming. And then he just fucks it all off. What I do like as well is that they're all like, you're not ready, you can't do this. And he's like, fuck you, I'm going to do it anyway. And he doesn't. He fails. It's like, fucking listen. But if he hadn't have shown up, you know.
At what point in the Star Wars franchise does Mark Hamill start acting?
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
You look really like hurt by that comment.
No, mate. I mean, friend of the show, Mark Hamill. He's a good mate of mine. What I was going to say is, I think his best thing that he does is like voice acting, because he does. He's very good as the Joker, like in Batman, like in the animated series and like the video games and stuff. He is fucking fantastic as the Joker.
He's brilliant in Man Down as well.
It's a
comedy series, and I won't bore you with it, but watch it.
Yeah, okay.
But I have to say, like, that bit when he's holding on to, after the Darth Vader says, I'm your father.
Yeah.
And then he starts gurning, putting, like, the most ridiculous faces. I'm so unhappy about that, Daddy.
He's not great in them, hey? And even in the last one as well, he's pretty, like, wooden in that, but... And to be fair, I haven't really seen him in much else, like much else to go on. Like I say, it's him as a voice actor, though. I think he is fantastic at that. If he can just sit and deliver the lines, that's great. Having to actually put the physicality into it.
Yeah, I wonder how his career would have been had he not got Luke Skywalker.
I don't think he'd have one, genuinely. And same.
Wow, and you moaned at me for throwing shades.
But I would almost argue the same thing as well for Harrison Ford. Like, because if he didn't get picked up for Han Solo, he never would have, like, through Lucas, he never would have met Spielberg, never would have got cast for Indiana Jones. Well, potentially could have been cast for Indiana Jones, but most likely would not have been. Harrison Ford said it, that he owes everything to Han Solo, like, as the character for getting him on the map.
There's a scene in Indiana Jones where he's lifting up some pot, and carved into the wood is C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah, it's all on the, it's the Ark of the Covenant, isn't it?
Picture of it and going like, ooh.
It's good, that's a nice little touch.
I like it when things like that happen.
He's obviously meant to be the lovable scamp and everything in this one, old Han Solo, but as you and me were saying, we were watching it, he's just a bit of a cunt, really.
He's a bit of a wine star.
Yeah, like, there's one bit where he's got Leia's hand and she's saying to him, stop it. And he's going like, stop what? And she's like, I don't want you to hold me hand. He's just like, but my hands are dirty as well. Just like,
yeah.
And he's just got a cornered in a fucking, in an alley in this base. Like, it's, it's not great.
No, it's not.
And he's meant to be
different times though, Jimmy. It's a different time.
I get that. And he's meant to be the lovable scamp. And he's a lovable scamp in like heaps of other ways. Just I just don't think George Lucas is very good at writing women or like what is supposed to be some sort of like chemistry between men and women. I don't think he's very good at it.
He just came across as a little bit rapey.
Yeah, it was pretty rapey.
There was a couple of very awkward scenes which weren't exactly that pleasant to watch.
No, and then Leia comes around to the whole thing. And he's like, and then, you know, it is like, yeah, I'm on board with this dude. And then, yeah, I love you. I know.
Oh, how does he find out that he's Princess Leia's sister? That came out so... How does Luke and Carrie Fisher... I can't even do talking. How does Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker find out that they are brother and sister?
So I think...
In four words...
Yoda and the Force.
Right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Because he's already got the inkling, because he, like, spoke to her through the Force at the end Yoda of this. And then I think in the next movie, I'm pretty sure Yoda says to him on his deathbed, Yoda tells Luke there is another Skywalker.
You mean Yoda dies?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Spoiler. I'll maybe bleep that one out as well. yeah, right. He goes to puppet heaven.
There's our first podcast back. I am going to say bye bye.
So natural. What an amazing segue and out. That was so smooth. Incredible. I'm also going to die like Yoda, so yeah, see ya.
Thank you so much for getting to the end of this. I hope you liked it. We are gonna be rattling through a few more of these episodes now. Mm-hmm. We have got some of our old episodes still waiting to go out once they're finally done. We've got Evil Dead, Jaws,
2012,
Midsommar.
Yeah. So there's going to be a few. Just we'll be sprinkling those in, just like every sort of fucking just here and there, whenever we can sort of get them together in the older style. But moving forward now, it's going to be like this, a bit more compact, a bit more chatty, and.
Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your work colleagues. Just everyone. Don't tell my mum. that's going to be our new tagline.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. What? Tell everyone, just not me mum.
Yeah. Well, thank you. If you are following us on social media, great. Yep. If you haven't got a chance to yet, Jimmy's setting it all up.
Yeah, we're getting it rolling. We're all rolling. We're on Instagram. There's a Facebook page. We're on Twitter. All at at Rich and Jimmy. If you want to drop us a line to request any films that you want us to do in the future, or just say hello, it's richandjimmywatchafilm@gmail.com, all lowercase. What else are we at, Rich?
Oh, we're starting a YouTube channel.
Yes, we're starting a YouTube channel. Forgot all about that. Well done.
We have been filming this. It's a bit of an experiment because we're trying to keep up with the cool kids.
So we're going to be looking to get like all the back catalogue up there, which obviously probably won't have video, but all the new stuff going forward, we're going to have video for all of that. And then just we're kind of going to toy with the ideas, maybe just filming some other shit as well, getting that up there.
Yeah,
just a nice little, as you say, an experiment. Keep everything rolling.
You keep me rolling.
They hate him.
Sorry about being white and nerdy, isn't
it? Man, so real quick before we go with white and nerdy, because that's Weird Al Yankovic. I've been going back through this week and listening to like a heap of Weird Al Yankovic, because I listened to one thing on YouTube and now he's coming up all the time.
Nice.
The man's a genius. He's funny. Fucking amazing. He's really good. Just good, clean, wholesome humor.
So this episode is sponsored by Weird Al Yankovic.
Friend of the show, Alan Yankovic.
Right, thank you so much for listening. If you're driving, be safe. If you're cycling, wear a helmet. And
don't be a helmet, wear a helmet. Yeah, thank you, as always, for tuning in.
We still can't just say goodbye.
No, it's hard, man. It's the hardest part.
Passing is such sweet sorrow.
Thanks. Yeah, there we go.
Leave you with this. The best thing about saying goodbye is that next time you can say hello.
We need a quote from the movie. That's one thing.
All right then. I'm your dad.
Yeah. Listeners, we are your father.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening.
Ta-ta and farewell.